I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Arson and Twitter threats reflect the latest uptick of anti-Semitism in Iran. On the 72nd anniversary of Israel's nationhood, someone set fire to a building near the tomb of Esther and Mordecai. This ancient religious site holds significant meaning to both Jews and Christians worldwide. David Curry of Open Doors USA tells us,
it's not entirely clear who's the villain in this, except to say that the Iranian government so devalues Christian faith that they seem to either be looking the other way or be behind it. I'm not exactly sure, and I don't know that anybody is.
Last week, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo condemned an Iranian foreign minister's tweet promoting genocide, and the Iranian parliament passed a new anti-Israel bill. Ask God to protect believers and other religious minorities in Iran. And if you need a new podcast recommendation, you should check out the Wycliffe Women of the Word podcast. It's presented by Wycliffe Bible Translators USA and feels like grabbing coffee with a girlfriend to talk about life through the lens of Scripture. Beth Matheson, one of the hosts for Wycliffe Women of the Word, says they talk with women from all walks of life.
The reality of it is our contexts may be different, but the content of our souls is the same. We kicked off the season with musician Laura Story, and she, again, is just a very regular person who opened up about her struggle to surrender her own plans and shared about ways that her community has come around her family during hard times for them.
You can find Wycliffe Women of the Word on your favorite podcast app and subscribe. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book called The Dime That Lasted Forever by Rochanka Badaiti. Sometimes we need the tales of the impossible to be reminded of the adventures that build our faith. Get your copy when you sign up at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.